Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kyle, hello.
Yeah, hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm good. I got a nice full night of rest in my own bed. I wasn't woken up by Big Brother's booming voice, so I'm feeling pretty good.
Okay, it's okay. That's good. Man, it seemed like you were doing pretty well in there for a little while. What happened?
Yeah, great question. Let me list the ways it went wrong. No, honestly, it was one of those things, man. I came into the house. I did what I wanted to do in terms of playing the social game. I aligned with a lot of people. I was really well positioned in the house. Where it went wrong was literally I didn't want to win that week three comp. I was trying to honestly go over the edge, but I didn't want it to make it look like I was throwing the competition. So I tried to just go just over. And I think I don't know. Just the Big Brother gods were like, it's your turn it's your time. When I won that, I was kind of in this weird position where now all of a sudden I had to turn on the people that I'd worked so hard to align myself with, in one capacity or another. From there, just kind of things just kind of escalated, snowballed, if you will.
Yeah. Well, so it seemed like a big thing here. Like Moose seemed very loyal to you in the game. What was it that like made you not trust him?
It was just one of those things where I had a lot of faith in the Savage 7 Alliance early game. And Moose was somebody who was coming to me and he was saying all of these things about T's coming after Gino. If he won, he'd put up Ramon and T. It was just like there was a lot going on and it was really kind of causing me to not distrust the numbers that were there. I relayed that back to the rest of the seven and just kind of let them know that Moose was already pitting people against each other. And that in this early stage of the game is a tough thing, and found himself in the crosshairs, unfortunately. But it was tough. I just felt like at times like Moose was kind of manipulating a little bit and really kind of pointing me in certain directions that maybe I wouldn't have went if I was just using my own intuition.
Well, so you had a relationship with him outside of the house. What was that relationship like?
Yeah, so we both did the same program at university, at the same university. He was 1 year ahead of me, so we didn't have any classes together, but we did work on some media projects together, some productions. We ran in similar social circles, so I saw him out at parties and that kind of stuff a lot. So like acquaintances, no, I wouldn't necessarily say friends, but we definitely were very, very much aware of who each other were and had plenty of conversations throughout the years. Mm-hmm.
So another sort of decision you made as the HOH was, by putting up Stephanie, you're kind of deciding to dismantle the Retreat Alliance. What made you want to make that move so early?
Well, the Retreat Alliance was one of those things, like the way that my game was kind of situated was I had a lot of one-on-one relationships with people. And in terms of the Retreat, three of those people were already in the Savage 7 and Jace was really close with Gino and I trusted Jace a lot more. And I just kind of figured like the Alliance was set up as a numbers thing anyway. It was never really a true, like tried and true Alliance. It was very much like, hey, like we've already got three people in another Alliance. We're going to vote together. These are numbers for us. And I kind of just felt like it wasn't really the worst thing in the world to, if the, anything was going to cave. Steph and I really didn't talk a ton of game. I didn't really, didn't really know exactly where her head was at. So I figured if I was going to take down any of the relationships I built in the Alliances, I'd rather it be that one.
Well, how did you feel about some of those goodbye messages that were left for you?
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is the Big Brother house. I mean, people will say one thing to your face, one thing behind your back. I think that I rubbed a lot of people the wrong way in terms of just how I went about my week three. And I think that was something where people, you know, want to use a bunch of different, you know, the whole that I'm 23 and, oh, you don't see that sometimes. And then you do. And the chess master thing is ridiculous. Listen, nobody in that house knows how to play chess a lick. Maybe some of them do, but, I didn't have any trouble playing chess with them in there. And this whole chess master thing became a whole thing. And it was, it kind of made me roll my eyes at the end, but, the goodbye messages were, the goodbye messages. You can't expect anything from the people in that house. They don't owe you anything, I guess is the what I'd like to say.
Were there any that like stood out to you?
I think Betty's was kind of funny because Betty and I definitely did clash in the house a little bit. For Betty, they just say that, like, you know, I put Betty through the ringer in week three. I'm very aware of that. I apologize for it. But Betty to, you know, talk about the fact that I insulted her intelligence and all this kind of stuff. I mean, I really didn't. I just kind of commented on the fact of watching her do some of these puzzles and watching her hands bleed as she's trying to kind of put a square block in a round hole. I was definitely kind of put it back a little bit by that, but no, honestly, there was none that really kind of stuck out in terms of severity or anything like that, or I was surprised by.
You mentioned that you felt like you experienced a lot of growth in the house. What ways do you feel like you've grown?
I think first and foremost, I think my mental health was something that, you know, going into the house has been a huge antithesis through my life, where it's like, it's just this common theme. I think that I really thought that I was really mentally sound going into the house. And I think that it showed me that there's a lot of other areas that I need to work on. It brought up a lot. You know, I have nothing but time to think, or there's no distractions. You know, I kicked back and really like thought about, okay, like these are problem areas that I can address. I also thought about, you know, having expectations of people or not communicating properly. Like, communication is something that I do for a living, but sometimes in my personal life, I have a tough time with the communication side of everything. And so that was something that I really learned, that like, it's so important. And that game taught me, like, it pulled the rug out from under me because I didn't communicate. And so in terms of my daily life, like, maybe things happen a little bit slower, but it doesn't undermine the fact that communication is just such a huge thing, and it's something that I need to work on.
If you could go back and do your HOH week over again, what would the plan be?
I've thought about this a lot. I'm really not 100% sure. There's a part of me that thinks possibly putting up Jess, but I don't really know necessarily who would sit beside them. Like, I, you know, Jess was kind of like the house consensus. This would have easily bought me another week. It would have kind of showed my loyalty to the house. Maybe Jess and possibly Kev. Maybe it's such a tough call. I didn't have really nominees in mind. I thought that Jess and Betty might be the two people that I'd put up early on in the week. But then after everything kind of went down, I realized that Jess was a bigger asset to me than Steph. And, you know, I had to prioritize those relationships. So I don't really know exactly what I would do, but obviously I'd try to do it differently for sure.
If your game hadn't like blown up that week, what would have been if you had done an alternative plan, what would have been your long-term plan from there? Like, what would have been your end game?
Truly, again, it would have been still trying to establish. I had a lot of distrust within the seven. The Savage Seven was that early game alliance, super strong players. Everybody was, it was just, you just heard a lot of whispers of people talking behind each other's backs. And the whole point of an alliance is that, like, it's very, you know, you keep everything kind of out in the open. I definitely would have tried to ride it out in terms of the alliance of Gino, Marty, myself, and Herman. I think the four of us could have been a powerhouse in the house. That would have been the focal point of everything, but also maintaining a really close relationship with Jess was a huge part of my end game, like long-term game, because I knew that Jess would eventually win an HOH. I knew that Jess would eventually find themselves in a position where, they would have a chance to take a shot at me, and I didn't want to be on that radar. So, that would have been the focal point in terms of relationship wise.
Would you have ever turned on Gino in any way?
I wouldn't have. I think that, you know, it's one of those things. I respect the hell out of his game move, though. Like, that was such a great move for him going forward. I mean, it is a number away from him, and it's somebody who never would have put him up on the block, and somebody who can win competitions, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, like, Gino had to think about his long-term game, and the long-term game was not with me in the picture. Like, it was building relationships with other people who have established a more solid foundation within the house, and that's just what he needed to do. So I have a ton of love for him, but just based on my relationship with Gino, I don't think it would have been the other way. I think I would have let Gino kind of stay regardless of the impact, but who knows? I wasn't in the position, so it's hard to say.
Yes. All right. Well, very, very important question here. What was it like watching Kevin bathe in spaghetti?
Oh God. Well, I kind of went through like every emotion that you can imagine, where first I was like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen. And then it just kept going. And I'm like, this is borderline horror movie stuff. And then I felt bad for Kevin, because afterwards he had to wash it all off with an ice cold shower. And he just had this miserable look on his face. And so I went through the entire roller coaster of emotions watching Kevin, literally a grown man bathe in spaghetti.
That's Big Brother for you. Yeah. Thank you so much, Kyle.
I got you, man, for sure. No, it was a pleasure. Anytime.
All right.